nor Auckland Emergency Management. Nga reira, we've got Rachel Kelleher on the line with us at the moment. She's the duty controller for Auckland Emergency Management. Nga reira, e hia nei mātou ki te kōrero ki aia i te mea ai, ka puta, kei konei ngā āwhānui, kei konei ākenei pia, kei konei ngā āmaimai me te mataku. Nga reira, ka kōrero mātou ki etahi o enei kai kōrero. Kia mōhio ai tātou me pēhea tō mātou, haere mōenei rā e rua. Nga reira, tēnā koe Rachel, thanks for coming and having a kōrero with us this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, thank you for having me.
Hey, so people are pretty nervous and have a lot of anxieties about the rain and the floods that are happening at the moment. Of course, we've had to deal with the floods that happened during the summer season, and so now it's coming back again. That's pretty fair, eh?
Oh, look, I think, you know, people will be feeling quite anxious about the weather, but we are heading into winter, and so it is that time where we can expect to see some of those more heavier rain events, storm events coming through. We have seen heavy downpours across the region, right across the region, with some places getting up to sort of 95 millimetres of rain, which is quite a lot. And there is still the chance of some more heavy bands coming through, through until about 7 o'clock tonight when the thunder cells move off. Hopefully by midnight most of the rain will have passed.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you brought out some numbers there that definitely add to some of those anxieties. And I guess I know we don't have you for too long because of the situation that we're in at the moment. You're a pretty busy person, so I kind of want to get a general idea from you about how people can, especially here, of course, in Tāmaki Makaurau, how can they stay safe, and what is Auckland Emergency Management doing to maybe help relieve some of that anxiety?
Yeah, so really important. One of the most important things people can do to stay safe is to keep up to date with the latest information. So Met Service for weather forecasting, our Auckland Transport and Waka Kotahi sites if you're planning to travel and get out on the roads at all, but also Auckland Emergency Management for updates around the emergency response. We have stood up two civil defence centres, so we've got a civil defence centre open at Te Manawa Library out at Westgate, and also one in Albany, and the information about our civil defence centres can be found on our Auckland Emergency Management website. But what's also been fantastic is the community response. We have a number of community-led hubs also set up to support communities which may be experiencing some of this surface flooding at the moment, and again, where those groups have asked us to or are happy for us to share that information, that's also available on our website.
Yeah, that's great. Are there some regions in Tāmaki Makaurau that are hit more than other communities? And are there some things that they need to know specifically?
I think what we've seen today is quite widespread rain across the region, but some parts have seen heavier rainfall than others, so particularly up in the northern parts of the region and also out west. But the thunder cells that are coming across this evening, those are moving more from west to east now, so it is possible some of our western communities might see some heavier showers, heavier rain bands coming through as well. So I think everyone needs to be vigilant, just keep an eye on what's happening out in the weather. Think about whether you need to get on the roads. If you don't have to travel, you know, stay home. Also, really good idea to have a grab bag in the event that you do need to leave your home at short notice.
Yeah, that is really important. I was just thinking about that now as I have to go home very soon, and I realise around about now is peak hour, and that would probably be tenfold with what's going on at the moment. Any advice on that outside of don't go on the road?
The advice really is just plan your journey before you leave. So have a look on Auckland Transports and also Waka Kotahi if you're going further afield. Social media website pages, just to check your route, because some roads have been closed as a result of surface flooding. Some of our public transport routes are also interrupted. So just do that journey planning first. People have been moving around the region at different times today, perhaps a bit differently than they usually would. So we have seen quite a bit of travel earlier in the day as I guess the weather started to get worse. But, you know, it is slow going out there. So just plan in advance and stay safe.
Hey, look, I know there's a lot of time. We still have to see what happens after these next 2 days, but I'm wondering what happens after the rain passes and the floods just go away. That's a terrible word to use, but when they go, what's the plan next? Because obviously there's still some recovery going on after the last floods that we had. So I'm just wondering, is there any idea on what to do next? What's going to happen next?
That's a really good point. I mean, we are in a situation where we're recovering from the Auckland anniversary and Cyclone Gabrielle events, and now we've got this weather system that's come through causing more issues. The good news is that over the weekend, we've got a nice high coming according to Met Service, which will be certainly helpful in terms of drying things out. But over the next couple of days, we'll be keeping an eye on just, you know, what's happened out on the ground, making sure that people are supported, communities are supported. In terms of, you know, if people have had to leave homes, we've got our building assessment teams on standby ready to do any assessment work that needs to happen. And, of course, we'll be looking towards that recovery planning that's happening for those previous events and how we might wrap any needs from this one into that process as well.
Hey, thank you so much for having accorded with us this afternoon, well, this evening, Rachel, and I hope you stay safe out there, and thank you for having accorded with us here on Manatawa.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.